This is Dr. Wrongton Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Jacquet, J-A-C-Q-U-E-T, first name Langston, L-A-N-S-T-O-N, date of birth December 25th, 1967, date of evaluation March 15, 2022. Referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, 54-year-old African-American male seen for pre-op as he is scheduled for left shoulder surgery. The HBI, the patient is a 54-year-old male who reports an industrial injury to the left shoulder dating to approximately 2012 period. At that time, he required biceps surgery, period. However, he began having worsening pain and weakness involving the extremity in approximately 2013, period. He was then referred for MRI, period. Patient reports worsening symptoms of pain and discomfort involving the left shoulder, period. Pain is rated 6, minus 7, slash 10. It is associated with limited range of motion of the left shoulder. Pain is dull, period. It is improved slightly with Tylenol and rest, period. The patient notes that MRI had revealed a high-grade partial thickness tear of his supraspinatus. He is now scheduled for surgery to include possible decompression and arthroscopy, period. The patient denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations. The past medical history: 1, hypertension, next number gastroesophageal reflux disease, next number gastritis, next number allergies, next number sinus problems, next number episode of atrial fibrillation, next number impingement syndrome, left shoulder. The past surgical history, left shoulder surgery, next number bicep surgery, next number pilonidal cyst. The medications, fluticasone 50 micrograms per nasal injection, correction per nasal spray, daily Eliquis 2.5 milligrams, 1 BID, omeprazole 40 milligrams, 1 daily, benazepril 40 milligrams, 1 daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, 1 daily. Diltiazem CD, 120 milligrams, 1 daily. Allergies, penicillin results in a rash. Family history, mother had breast cancer. Social history, he notes alcohol use, but denies cigarette smoking or drug use, period. Review of systems, constitutional. He has had no fever, chills, or weight loss, period. Skin, no color changes or rash. Head, no history of trauma. Eyes, no impaired vision. Ears, he reports deafness and tinnitus. nose. He has sinus problems, oral cavity. He has bleeding gums, gastrointestinal. He has acid reflux, cardiac. He has no chest pain, orthopnea, or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. Respiratory, he has no cough or asthma. Genitourinary, no frequency, urgency, or dysuria. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 159/85, pulse 56, respiratory rate 20, height 72 inches, weight 288.2 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 52 beats per minute, non-specific ST elevation, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 54-year-old male with history of impingement syndrome of the left shoulder who is now scheduled for surgery, period. On examination, he was found to have severely decreased range of motion of the left shoulder and significant tenderness, period. As noted, he is bradycardic, period. Hypertension is uncontrolled, period. The recommendations would recommend holding Eliquis beginning March 23rd, 2022, so as to reduce the risk of bleeding, period. He is noted to be bradycardic, but his blood pressure is uncontrolled, period. Would hold diltiazem, period, in the interim. Start amlodipine 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily, period. He is to follow with primary care for restart of diltiazem, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Langston Jacquet.